It's Friday, the 24th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1pm news. The City of Windhoek Solid Waste Division workers, who are currently on strike, have met with Labour Minister Philemon Wise-Emmanuel, claiming they are paid 14 Namibia dollars an hour instead of the legal 18 Namibia dollars and are denied benefits. The minister says his office will verify the claims and address both the legal and labour aspects of the dispute. The ministry's spokesperson Maria Hedimbi has an update.
The employees requested the minister's intervention to facilitate dialogue between the parties to resolve the matter amicably. In response, Honorable Emmanuel explained that the employees' dispute is twofold, comprising both of dispute of right and a dispute of interest. The minister assured the employees that he has instructed the official of the ministry to engage and confirm with the City of Windhoek regarding non-compliance with the national minimum wage, which constitutes a dispute of right under the national minimum wage order that came into effect on 1st of January 2025.
In other news, African oil and gas company Rhino Resources, which is partnered with Azule and national oil company NAMCO and a local independent, wants to drill an appraisal well at the Capricornus prospect next year and conduct a flow test at Volans, its latest gas condensate discovery. Capricornus previously tested light oil at 11,000 barrels per day. The projects are subject to government approval as Rhino competes with Total Energies for first oil in Namibia. United States Ambassador-designate to South Africa, Leo Brent Bozell, has vowed to challenge the country's growing ties with Russia, China and Iran. During his Senate confirmation hearing, Bozell also vowed to urge Pretoria to drop its ICJ case against Israel.
I will advance the president's invitation to Afrikaners who wish to flee unjust racial discrimination. I will explore how we can support the South African government in making sure all South Africans can thrive free from the threat of violence. I will support the president's call for the South African government to rescind its support for the expropriation of private property without compensation.
Africa's entertainment and media sector is expected to grow faster than the global market between 2024 and 2029. According to a report by PwC, Nigeria leads with a 7.2% growth rate, followed by Kenya at 5.2% and South Africa at 3.5%. The report indicates a digital shift driven by mobile-first consumption, youth engagement and AI innovation, with Nigeria's digital advertising spend projected to reach 84% by 2029. And United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer is hosting world leaders in London to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is also in attendance, while the UK urges more long-range missiles for Kyiv. Ukrainian Army Sergeant Ashton Sirio says Tomahawks aren't the only effective option.
That's step one, right? That whether it's Tomahawks, whether it's Storm Shadows, whether it's Ukraine's own Flamingo, anything that with the United States approval, which they gave approval for on the Storm Shadows, that allow us to strike deep within Russia is the game changer itself. So bring on the Tomahawks, bring on the Tauruses, and let's get to work. The Tomahawk will fly the longest. The issue with the Tomahawk, you need special launchers, and it's easier to go with the German or the British French combination.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.